Dr. Andrzej Rozbicki is a passionate music teacher in Toronto's Bishop Morocco Thomas Merton Catholic Secondary School. Conductor and director of the Celebrity Symphony Orchestra, organizer of huge concerts with renowned musicians from Europe, in which his students regularly participate, he created a unique program for high school students, Music and History, approved by Ontario's Ministry of Education and implemented annually in collaboration with the Toronto Catholic School Board and Consulate General of the Republic of Poland. 3 weeks in Europe is an unforgettable close encounter with culture and history of the countries the students visit, which earns them a grade 11 or 12 history or music credit. Each trip starts with Poland, their teacher's home country. In 2014, the 30 students visited Poland, France, Holland, Belgium, Germany, Denmark, and Luxembourg. In 2015, Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, Austria, Spain, Andorra, France, and Monaco. Museums, galleries, concerts, meeting musicians. The program is about living history.
My name is Joanna Buska. I think my last name speaks for itself.
Of course, you're Polish.
Yes.
Do you speak the language?
Oczywiście.
My name is Jacob Rozina. I'm half Polish. My mom is Canadian. The family has been living in Canada for many, many years.
Why Poland?
It's sort of something of an untapped market in terms of historical interest. From the perspective of Western people living in Canada, they think of maybe some place like Normandy or France or England as really the place in Europe you can go to live history. And I think that that's very much not true, that places in Central and Eastern Europe like Poland are very much the best places to live history. And even going places in rural Poland, which we went on the Rozbicki trips, places not so many tourists go to, were definitely some of the better experiences, in my opinion.
I went on this trip because I wanted to just explore the world and just travel and try to like learn about how history and music are connected and Polish culture, how it all mixes. And it was an amazing experience. I went 3 years in a row.
I was only 14 or 13. I was in grade 8 the first time I went. So yeah, it's been every single year of high school I've gone on these trips.
And I have to say it was an amazing experience, one I will never forget. And just the mix of being there with your friends, you're learning about all the music, the culture, the history, you're meeting new people, and it's just overall an amazing experience.
Why not just learn history from textbooks?
Because it's just so fun the way we're learning. We're together as friends, and it's not like just a textbook, because you're actually learning it hands-on. You're experiencing it live and to the fullest, other than just reading, whether because that could be, you know, more boring, right? So this is just like a fun way to get younger people involved in the culture.
I mean, I completely agree. As someone who's been interested in history for my entire life, I find it incredibly difficult to get students, especially in Canada, interested in history just using books and materials like that. And it made me very happy to see kids on the trip who were discovering some of these cultural and historical things for the first time and really, really living to enjoy them and getting some bad stereotypes about, you know, Poland or European countries sort of out of their heads immediately.
Special moments.
Well, I remember that on the third trip, it was actually the first day of the entire journey, I guess. We had just landed in Warsaw and everybody was tired and we were kind of walking around the old town. And whereas traditionally Warsaw isn't considered Poland's most beautiful city, I think it's probably the city that has, I don't know, I suppose it has the strongest character to me. When we were walking through the old town and I was trying to envision Warsaw after 1944, where 70% of the city was completely razed. And I mean, looking at the architecture, that was, it was an original, but the way they rebuilt it, I think that was absolutely amazing, just to see how Poland was able to rebuild itself literally from its foundations. And I think, I mean, I guess that could be applicable to Europe itself, how despite all the wars and like the diseases and just like all these misfortunes that ravaged this continent, how despite all of this in the 21st century, it was able to collect itself and really rebuild itself and create a strong new like vision for itself.
Lessons learned.
What is interesting is I'm actually doing a double degree in both music and history, which I suppose could be tied directly back to the trips. I mean, I think that the two go hand in hand very well because, well, first and foremost, if you analyze history and you look at all these powerful empires, a good sign of a flourishing kingdom or whatever state it was the arts. I mean, it always symbolized wealth, it always symbolized prosperity, and whenever the government could invest, could hire all these different musicians, for instance, then that was a very good sign of the state's prosperity. And I think that's very interesting because you have all these composers that were commissioned, like Bach, you have Haydn, and like their works are known to us because they were actually hired to create something for the state, to create something that would last over the centuries. And I think that's what's really interesting, is that through music you can actually learn about the history of any given place or time.
Well, I definitely feel that students in Canada are aware of sort of classical music and that music culture which exists in Poland. What I really loved about the trip was going into Poland immediately. Dr. Rozbicki's organizing all these cultural outings, and children not of a Polish background would go. And I remember on the last trip there was an Italian, I believe he was Italian, and he was just completely astounded. His expectations of Poland, like if Poland soared right past his expectations. You know, many people think it's a communist era. Concrete block, which is very much not true, and it was very interesting to see how it was the music as part of the history that really changed their opinions about that.
I think that modern Western culture, like, we have the wrong mentality when we're thinking of other countries on Earth, because there are just so many places, and that when you think of a big continent like Europe, right away you think of the more popularized countries, like you think of Paris, and like in France, you think of Rome and Italy, but people don't remember that there's other stuff around that. And when you go into Poland, it's just so different, and no one ever talks about it. But I think that should be changed in the way people talk now, because I've been there personally, and I would go again and again because it's just so amazing. And I think that people should just travel and give places a chance.
Things that were interesting in Poland.
It's just how everything just ties in. When you walk into a museum, you're looking at art, you have the music, you have the atmosphere, you have all the food. It's just amazing. And it's architecture, the history, it just all ties in very well together.
As a kid, I was constantly reading about Poland, and I felt like I didn't really have an understanding. I had a very vague idea of what Poland was, and I had really no idea about the mentality of Polish people, or even basic stuff like how Polish people interact with each other on the street, which is completely different from what they do here, how you interact with a cab driver. The most impressive or compelling thing about, you know, Polish culture compared to Canadian culture is that sort of the underlying historical consciousness, how people in Poland think about the world today is very much reflected about what happened in history, and it can be something that happened in the neighboring village, or it can be thinking of stuff like the refugee crisis or what's happening in Ukraine. And it's always a very historically informed opinion, which I really appreciate.
What's weird, surprising about Poland?
Well, this is something that might be very, you know, people might be taken aback with it first, people coming from Canada, at how maybe frank Polish people can be with each other. You know, if you don't like your cousin's shirt, you're going to tell your cousin, "I don't like that shirt, you should take it off." And interacting with people on the street, you know, even standing in line, you can have cashiers in Poland who are very, very, very much about business. And it's not that they're being rude to you, and maybe they didn't say the most pleasant thing, but it's just a new experience, and you have to recognize that this is what people have been living like for many, many years.
How difficult the language is. I knew it was going to be difficult, but like, I didn't have a lot of background with the Polish culture, so I'm like, you know what, Poland, Portugal, they're not that far from each other, right? They both start with the same letters, but no.
The Polish language.
Dziękuję.
Dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry.
Favorite Polish food.
Polish sausage. Oh, actually, no, I'm going to change it. Pierogies. Just cheese, just regular cheese filled with pierogies, but like fried and bacon, you know? And bacon with onions is just the best.
I really love Polish kaszanka, which is something a lot of people in Poland don't even enjoy. It's kind of old school, it's blood sausage, but I love kaszanka.
I suppose whatever jabłocznik my babcia whips up is definitely my favorite. In copious amounts, of course. There's no such thing as I'm not hungry, it's yes you are.
Canada versus Poland.
I think that it's very good that these two things are different. I mean, in Canada, you can sample culture from anywhere in the world right at your fingertips, whereas what's great about Poland is you can go there and you can experience Polish culture to the fullest. You're not going to get much of anyone else's culture, but then again, that's not why one would usually go there. And I think, Canada can learn a tremendous amount from countries like Poland, European countries, about being aware of their own history. As someone who's half Canadian, my mother's family have been living in Canada for at the most almost 300 years, and a lot of people tend to completely neglect Canadian history entirely, and I think that's very unfortunate, and it's definitely not something they do in Poland. So maybe just in the general society, or Canadian educators have a lot to learn from countries like Poland, so they can sort of bring back what happened in this country to become a part of daily life.